With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Gallatin County voters booted and battled State Republican Art Wittick from office, making him one of a handful of Republican conservatives who lost their bid for re-election in yesterday's primary. But several GOP moderates who sought to bring a more bipartisan tone to the state legislature were also rejected. As a result, it remained unclear how primary balloting will shift the direction of the legislature when it convenes in January. Moderates appeared to chip away at the majority held by GOP conservatives, but were unable to win seats held by ideological hardliners, despite money poured into contests by outside groups supporting moderates. Overall, more than 44% of registered voters cast ballots during the primary, a marked improvement over the 37% 4 years ago. Yellowstone National Park officials today confirmed yesterday's report that a man fell into a hot spring and died. Park spokeswoman Sharisa Reed said there are no remains left to recover after rangers attempted to do so today in Norris Geyser Basin. It's difficult due to boiling water flowing beneath fragile rock crust there. The park says Colin Nathaniel Scott, age 23, of Portland, Oregon, was with his sister and had traveled about 225 yards off a designated boardwalk when he fell into the hot spring near Pork Chop Geyser. Park spokeswoman Sharisa Reed.
Walking in the thermal basins can destroy those delicate, lacy features that you see around the springs and hot pools and all the basins in the park. But on top of that, it's also incredibly dangerous for people.
Yesterday's incident is the latest, where tourists strayed from designated pathways onto unique landmarks. The director of the Veterans Affairs Healthcare System in Montana is resigning as the agency conducts an internal investigation into allegations of senior leadership misconduct. John Ganiti wrote in a letter to VA staff today that his last day will be July 8th. His letter did not specify a reason for his resignation, though he said his family and his health are his main priorities. U.S. Senator Steve Daines' office released a letter today from VA Undersecretary for Health David Shulkin that said the agency is investigating allegations of senior leadership misconduct at the Fort Harrison Medical Center. The letter does not say that Ganiti was a subject of the investigation, and VA Montana spokesman Mike Garcia says Ganiti's resignation is not related to it. Today, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock says he confirmed that he'll debate his Republican rival, Bozeman businessman Greg Gianforte, on June 26th in Big Sky. Bullock has tentatively agreed to the debate shortly after it was announced by the Montana Broadcasters Association in May. Since then, the Gianforte campaign has been pressing Bullock to solidify his commitment. Two agricultural retailers in western Montana are planning to merge. The Missoulian reports that the boards of the Missoula-based CHS Mountain West Co-op and CHS Kalispell have agreed to consolidate. Mountain West board chair Brian Weber says the combined size and scope of the retailers will help them be more efficient and have more leverage with chemical manufacturers. Mountain West runs Valley Grocery in Alberton, the ranch and home store in Missoula, and a 24-hour fuel pump and feed store in Drummond. CHS Kalispell operates a feed store, a country store, and a discount store in the Flathead Valley. The two businesses plan to begin operating together as CHS Mountain West Co-op on September 1st. CHS Kalispell board chairman Doug Manning says customers should expect a smooth transition. Members of the Coeur d'Alene tribe in Idaho have started a 100-plus-mile journey in hand-carved canoes to call attention to the tribe's interest in restoring salmon to the Columbia River above Grand Coulee Dam. The dam has blocked fish passage in the river since the 1930s. The tribe left today and will travel north on Lake Coeur d'Alene, down the Spokane River, and into the Columbia. They will meet four other inland northwest tribes on June 17th for a summer solstice celebration and a salmon ceremony at the ancient fishing spot of Kettle Falls. A former confidential informant for a drug task force has filed a lawsuit alleging a former Helena police detective repeatedly sexually assaulted and threatened her. The civil lawsuit was filed June 3rd against the City of Helena, Lewis and Clark County, and Officer Matt Thompson on behalf of the woman, identified as S.H. The lawsuit alleges that while the woman worked as an informant for the Missouri River Drug Task Force, Officer Thompson forced her to engage in repeated sexual acts and threatened criminal charges and to have her kids taken away if she didn't comply. Helena's city attorney said Thompson resigned in 2012 after the city learned of the allegations. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.